Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening, baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies. Another talk.
Hey everybody, welcome to We'll Fix It in Post, the show where shit goes wrong all the time and we either fix it or apologize for it and then move on because, hey, it's free and we have fun doing it and hope you have fun listening to it. Hour. That's a really long title for a show. My name is Doug and I love movies. See, even though you're Burbank, it's still in LA, you're still like an out-of-town crowd. Like, you're on it, not like UCB is not. No offense to UCB, many of you are probably there every week, but for some reason you come out to Burbank, you really get your shit together. You guys are committed. You guys are like right up in the front row eating dishes of food. That's going to be bad for me. I didn't have a chance to eat before the show. I did have a chance to get high. So looking at that's going to be... No, I'm joking around. I'm just having fun. Just having fun at Flappers. Yeah. We'll do the Charleston later. It'll be great. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, the President's Men. And it is a tournament of champs. But first, some plugs. I'm looking forward to the Parahoy cruise next week, doing a movie interruption during South by Southwest and possibly a Master Pancake or two while I'm in Austin. And here in Los Angeles, we're doing the third chapter of the Getting Doug with High Live at Largo trilogy on Tuesday, March 18th. Go to largo-la.com and don't forget to use discount code GETDUG. I will be angry with you if you don't save that $10. I appreciate all your support. Have any of you guys been to a Getting Doug with High Live? Oh, shit. Was it fun? I mean, you're front row at this show, so I guess you're in. I guess you guys are official fans that I should be nice to, instead of just being jealous of your food. But you couldn't eat at Largo, obviously, but it was a fun time, though? Okay, good. That's confirmation right there. The critics are saying, yeah, and nodding their heads. Um, in the audience tonight, supposedly, some folks from my dentist's office. Where are you guys at? Are you here? For reals?
No.
No one from my dentist's office is here, or you're that shy that you can't admit that you're from the dentist's office? Wow, they were really excited about coming to the show. I wanted to say it's not, they thought it was, the person I was talking to thought it was me doing stand-up, and I wanted to say, no, it's this, it's a movie trivia game you won't understand. And I couldn't bring myself to say it because she was so excited about coming. So she was like a big fan of Super Jaime, which is always weird when, like, in a dentist's office, somebody's like, you're so great at Super Jaime. And I'm just like, just want to get my teeth cleaned. Don't need everyone to know my business. I'm just still embarrassed that anyone, in front of anyone that's older than me, like that my dentist, who I think is older than me, he might even be younger than me, but that my dentist, like, knows that I'm this huge pothead, like, embarrasses me. And that's got to change, you guys. Legalize it in Alaska. Come on. And also, Tony winner Steve Kazee is here. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. Holy shit. There he is. You know that movie Once that got turned into a musical called Once? He's the fucking star of that shit. On Broadway. Won the Tony Award. Yeah, first time nominee. Bam! Wins it. Long time Doug Benson fan. You guys can put it all together, right? Yeah, they smoke weed on Broadway. Here we go, the prize bag. Prize bag includes stuff that was brought here by three of the best Leonard Maltin game players in the business. Please give a big warm welcome to Graham Elwood, Megan Neuringer, and Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Buckle up. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to be... That's right, Megan.
Take control,
sit next to
Burbank.
Me.
Take control of your mall city.
Maybe we should have Megan sit between Sam and Graham. And just, yeah, just... At first, I liked her having her next to me, but I'm thinking it's probably better to... In case anybody starts swinging, you want to get the girl right in the middle.
But you do want me as far away from you as possible. That is correct, right?
I'm just like a human shield between...
One time he put me between, was it Kumail and Pete Holmes on the road in Chicago?
Yeah, right where you deserve to be.
Damn right.
I've been between Kumail and Pete Holmes.
He deliberately puts people there to break them up.
I put you between Kumail and Pete Holmes, yep. And I put baby in a corner.
Oh.
All
no,
right.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, no, I do, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your thing?
Yeah, her dad's dead. It's cool.
Wow.
He was the Kendall in Beauty and the Beast. All right, so... Oh, I came up with a great new game today, Graham.
What is it?
That we're going to play in a future episode. It's going to be Graham attempts to whistle the theme song from a movie, and the contestants have to guess what movie it is.
We should do a sample of that tonight.
No. There's no whistling in the Tournament of Championships. This is serious shit.
What?
Yeah.
My whistling is very serious.
I think your documentary about podcasting got funded on a promise that you wouldn't whistle on my show. But we're gonna control it. We're gonna harness it. We're gonna use it for good, and it's gonna be a fun game that we will play. So you'll still get to whistle, so settle down.
Goddamn right.
Because we can't whistling Baines. When they go out on the road, they got to play something. So you should start learning movie theme songs. They should only whistle movie theme songs.
Can you whistle with Bane voice?
The Whistling Baines is the name of the greatest rock band that's ever been produced on the face of the earth.
He whistles like a person and then talks like Bane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
No, he doesn't whistle like Bane. That'd be interesting. You should go to the laboratory and develop that, Graham.
No.
See if you can come up with a Bane-like whistle. Don't try it here.
If it talks like a Bane and it whistles like a Bane, probably a Bane.
God damn it. All right. Let's,
how would that work?
Let's meet
the
contestants. Let's talk about what's up for grabs tonight. It's quite an amazing prize bag. Megan Neuringer is here, everybody.
Hey.
And she brought
My favorite item in the bag, I almost slipped it into my own pocket, socks that have Bart Simpson dropping his pants and showing you his ass. Because when a 12-year-old does that to you, there's no better feeling.
When they went to Australia, he mooned.
I hope like a man over 50 years old wins those and wears them.
Good luck, old man.
There we go.
Is there a man over 50 in the audience?
Come on, dude. he's shaking his head.
Leave George alone. Leave George out of this.
George, let's...
Hang on, Doug. I think my podiatrist and some of the people from his office are supposed to be in the crowd.
My yoga teacher...
No? Anyone?
No.
Urology team. Are you guys here?
I mean, I didn't hope... I hope something didn't happen to the lady from my dentist's office, but I also... it's like dodging a bullet that she didn't show up.
That's that classic...
Because the next time I go in, oh, that was fun. That show you
that
did.
That was weird.
It was different. No, I want these people. I want George, who's at every show over at UCB. We do one out in Burbank. He makes the effort. He takes a couple extra buses.
Yeah.
How do you get here, George? He lives in Burbank.
Did you walk here, George?
I finally made this so convenient for George.
But George, you're wearing shorts and socks today? Nice.
And short sleeves. I bet you didn't know they were going to be hanging meat in this main room. Yeah. It is cold in here, home listeners. It is cold.
Graham Elwood is here, you guys.
Hello, Burbank.
He brought...
Hello, Glendale adjacent.
He, of course, brought a Whistling Banes t-shirt.
That's right.
We've all heard about. And how you selling those?
I'll be in the lobby selling that. And the next thing you've got, the
Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies. Like I mentioned before, the Earbuds podcast about comedy podcasts, it's a documentary about podcasts.
Yes, Doc.
Any kind of podcast, like stuff you should know.
Sure.
This American Life.
Yep.
Okay, you lie.
No, it's about
podcasts.
Yes, the podcasting documentary.
And how much podcasts mean to people.
Yep. Thank you to anyone who helped out on Kickstarter and on Twitter and Facebook.
I bet you some of you did.
You guys
admit it if you did.
Thank you so much. George, no? Okay, fuck you, old man. He's spending his money on shorts.
Yeah, you short-wearing Burbank living son of a bitch.
He's saving up his money so he can buy the rest of those shorts and turn them into pants. I'm going to let myself out.
George brings the biggest signs in the business, but he won once, and I remembered, so now he's ineligible.
Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't let him go to Sochi either. So he had a lot of promise as an ice dancer. Sam Levine is here, everybody.
And thank you.
My second favorite prize, no offense, Graham, in the bag, and that is Deluxe Blu-ray editions of...
No, only one's a Blu-ray.
Oh, one's Blu-ray. Yeah. The other... Well, the best one's Blu-ray. Dark Knight is Blu-ray. And then... But also Batman Begins in a Two dicks.
Alan Tudyk will come to your home.
There's two villains in Batman Begins.
Two back dicks.
Begins.
All the lines.
Guys. The uncut version.
From Where's Rachel? Hey, did I tell you guys about Chris Hardwick's got a new show? He's going to... it's after True Detective on HBO. It's called Talking Dick. And it's also After Looking, the other show on HBO.
Oh, it's funny for so many reasons.
From Doug Loves Shirts, we've got a shirt that's probably funny in some capacity to someone. And DougLovesShirts.com. And this one is one that says, N, this t-shirt contains nudity. So that's sort of funny and movie related. And a copy of Gateway Doug. And this is kind of a fun extra thing because it is Tournament of Championships. A gigantic old book about, it's called I Want My MTV. So if the winner cares at all about MTV, they're going to be overwrought with joy. And if they don't, they have something like throw at a cat in the alley.
Why does it have to be limited to an alley?
It's got some heft, or anywhere, like a cat. Right. Yeah, if there's a cat.
What
in
if
your
I'm
bedroom,
at the grocery store and a cat attacks
the grocery
me?
Room in the grocery room. If you're at the grocery room, grocery store, and there's a cat that attacks you,
yeah,
then You should just fucking
was
wake
your
up.
Weed laced with cough syrup? Like, what happened? Like, Jesus.
Listen, you guys. I'm going to sleep for a little bit, and...
I was multitasking. I was talking slow and putting shit back in the bag. So
the Batman Dark Knight blue dicks are the best part of that prize bag, for sure.
They're pretty
good. Let's
call
it what
unless
it is.
You love socks.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at the covetousness in George's eyes.
Can I borrow those socks to put on my hands?
With him, you'll definitely see the socks because there's no pants covering them up. Pour your beer.
Sam, what are you wearing? Like, you seem like you should be comfortable.
And yet, I'm freaking freezing.
I don't get it.
My hands are so cold right now.
I mean, I am wearing a heavy coat, but I think it's comfortable in here.
No, it's just a light cardigan, Doug, I'm wearing.
Yeah, I've got...
I want to really illustrate this for the listeners.
I'm wearing a heavy coat of medication. let's get through... You know, we got some time. No, we don't have time.
No.
Because this might be competitive. Can I predict ahead of time? I won't say which person I'm assigning which number to, but it's going to end someone with 5 points, someone with 4 points, and someone with 2 points. That's my prediction.
But it's a bold prediction.
It's not who you think. Sam is going to finish with two.
Very, very well could happen, Doug.
It could happen, yes.
I have booted
That's
this game many
fun.
Times in the past.
You've done what to it?
I have booted it.
Oh, okay.
it's when you try to kick a field goal, Doug, and it doesn't, you boot the kick. That's it. Don't worry about it.
Best picture. What do you want to win? Doesn't have to be nominated.
Gravity.
Thank you. Megan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't see 12 Years a Slave, so other people, on their behalf, I would say that.
Why didn't you see 12 Years a Slave? Did you not want to pay money to have a bad time?
I was like, this seems like it's going to be uncomfortable.
Super bummer. It's a super bummer.
Torture porn? Yeah.
What a bummer.
But Gravity made me dig a scab into my thigh when I watched it.
Oh.
Like,
so that's,
out of nervousness.
See, that's, well, there you go.
I recommend.
We're going to throw a couple of scabs into the prize bag, guys. You
12 Years a Slave is pretty intense, so maybe you should go, you know, do the scab test and see if you get a bigger one or an additional one.
Scab
whole
test.
Row of them. Yeah, it's a heavy movie. But, yeah, Gravity is cool. And, Graham, you and I already discussed this on people. If you haven't heard it yet, on the Comedy Film Nerds, Graham and I and Chris Mancini sat down and we just hashed it out. And we're telling you how to win your Oscar pool at the office or amongst your friends or however you do it.
We released that last week, so check that out.
It's, yeah. Comedy it's Film Nerds.
Shazam.
What?
Shazam.
You know, Shaq said he will not do a Shazam reboot, but that he would be into doing a Steel remake.
Wait, I thought...
Which is, wouldn't that be bizarre? Let's take the same actor. He's older, but let's remake the first film.
And didn't I also hear that LeBron was going to do a Space Jam sequel?
A Space Jam sequel?
Yeah.
Space Jam just suddenly got on my radar because CineFamily's showing it in a week or two, and there's a poster out front, and Hadrian was trying to convince me that people love Space Jam, and I couldn't believe it.
They do.
But I guess they do. And I think the people that love it have never watched it end to end.
Yeah.
Like, they watch, like, a minute of it because it looks cool. It's like, a bunch of commercials all the time. It was directed by a commercial director. It just looks like commercials from that time because Michael Jordan or Bugs Bunny was in everything.
Do you know why people like that movie?
Because they need a punchline for Twitter?
Yes. Also, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's Bill Murray's
Oh, he's in it.
Yeah. Okay. But people don't love that movie where he played the president in the wheelchair.
That's true.
Those are the two Bill Murray movies that you... Space Jam and Mosca are the...
I'm just saying, they're both boring. They're both boring.
Hudson is in both of those, Graham. I'll
Hudson
give you that.
On the Moscow.
Hudson on the Moscow. Wait.
Starring Robin Williams.
No, Hyde Park. What is it?
Hyde Park on Hudson.
Hyde Park on Hudson.
All right, we got to do this.
We do, Doug. Can I ask about?
Did you say what you think should win, Graham? Did you say?
Well, you said to listen to Comedy Film Nerds because we talked about it in there. So
right. But I'll still tell these people.
I'll go Gravity.
Okay,
I'll go Gravity.
So spoiler on the Comedy Film Nerds episode.
Doug, can I?
Fucking jackass.
Can I ask why you have 11 pages of sides?
Because I'm reading for a fucking sitcom tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
in the middle of this show.
I have. All right, here we go. Sorry, I was just looking at some. Let me read you the character description, though, and you tell me if I'm going to get the part. 32, overweight, unkempt.
That's George.
Is that
he's
Barry?
He's describing George.
Doug, is that Barry?
Barry?
Yeah, his character named Barry.
Oh, you're in some other thing that's got a guy named Barry?
Deadline just offered it to Matthew Perry.
Oh.
32.
What do you do? He put a little weight on? Is he off the wagon?
They're changing the role.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go with a TV star. Let's try that. Good strategy. So I'm going to go in there tomorrow, and it's just fun to pretend that you're in the business and you might get a part.
Tell me about it, buddy.
Dude, you do great.
I do okay.
You do great work. You get parts. Because you have nothing else to offer.
Absolutely nothing.
Other than your acting ability.
Yeah, and even then, mediocre at best.
Nobody's in a desperate need or wants to pay a lot of money for trivia.
If only we could change that.
But you've got so much of it in your tiny skull.
I know.
And let's see what we can pull out of it tonight. Graham, what did you do in the last show that was so fucking crazy? Tell Graham what you did. Negative three? What was the movie?
I don't even... Oh, negative three on...
They know.
What did I do?
Parenthood, negative four. Parenthood, remember that movie?
Yes.
Go negative four right now, Graham.
Oh, that's
do it. Megan Steve, can help you.
Steve Martin.
I can help?
Steve Martin, then it would be after that.
Who would be after Steve Martin?
Mary Steenburgen.
Sure. Tom Who would be Hulse? After that? Ooh, Hulse. You're throwing Hulse up early.
I'll go Hulse.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu, that's your four.
My fifth would be, I don't know.
Oh, Diane Weist?
Oh, just
Weist?
To beat Sam down? Sam's already shaking his head. You're already wrong.
Diane Weist.
What is the actual answer, Sam?
Weist was three, Robards was four, Moranis Robards. Was five.
Yeah. Moranis.
Robards.
Oh, fucking right. Moranis was in that shit.
But was it Martin and...
Yes. The two leads of the movie were Build 1 and 2.
All right.
Who do you guys?
Be a fucking cocksucker, asshole.
Who do you guys?
We all know.
Let me change the subject.
Is a little different.
Oh my
God!
I have literally gotten the nastiest fucking
tweets. I forgot
tweets.
My question.
I am leaning
I've
into this
forgotten.
Punch. I'll be the villain.
I forgot what I was going to.
I love what you say. Like, you're choosing it. I'll be the villain.
Well,
I'll choose to be the villain. I
didn't
just
start
have
out a
character
villain.
Defect.
They made me this way, and now I'm leaning into it.
You know, after the Kumail and Marin thing, I'm starting to think flappers might be cursed or something. Because people it gets nasty at flappers.
It's also when I'm here. Not to make it about me, but to
you make were here it both times.
Me. Yeah.
That's what I bring you in to be.
You're
like
bad
the,
luck.
No, she's here to, you know, keep things cool. You're the cooler.
She's the cooler.
Winston Wolfe. Was that his name?
Yes, but he wasn't the cooler.
Well, he was, what was he, a chiller?
Well, you're confused.
He was the wolf.
Yeah, the wolf. Winston Wolfe is a different movie.
Keitel,
Pulp Fiction. Whereas the cooler was that movie with
William
Alec
Mace,
Baldwin.
H. Mace.
Yeah, the cooler was making gamblers lose. But yeah. I'm talking about somebody that comes into a situation. What are they called? The fixer?
Fixer.
Okay, the fixer.
All right.
Megan's the fixer.
I'm just the sitter.
Oh, okay.
The sitter? Like
yeah, because you guys are a couple of children.
You're
She's
you're,
gonna, if you're bad,
you're hyping it up. You're like the guy in high school that would push two dudes into each other.
Yeah.
Oh, fight! Look at it.
Dude, I'm trying to sell. I got two different shirts, Team Sam and Team Ham.
Team Ham?
That was a Freudian slip, because I'd rather make love to John Ham than Graham Elwood.
Thank you. Thank God.
Yeah, so I got some shirts to sell at Doug Loves Shirts, so come on, you guys. Fight some more. Let the games begin. That's the first time I've ever done Bane without cupping the mic first. I was just like, I'll just do it with my voice.
What a lovely, lovely
But it's so
voice.
Much better when you do it that way.
So much, it's just more real. Such a beautiful voice. Oh. Free range for the price of one.
You see? I can't hit that note. See? Pick your name tags, you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, and while they pick their name tags, we're going to go to these commercial messages.
Does anyone
just
have
just one message?
A me-related name tag.
And we're back. I can't, you guys not here in person missed some good stuff. some good laughs were had. Graham, who are you playing for there?
Well, he just gave me a DVD.
It's just a DVD of Pearl Harbor, so, and it was a guy?
Yeah, there's
so
no
his name
on
is Harold.
Probably a woman named Pearl.
Pearl.
Is your name?
Is my great grandma here?
Where is
Gigi,
he?
Are you in the building?
What's your
Where
name?
Is the guy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
What the fuck does that have to do with Pearl Harbor? What does that have to do with Pearl Harbor at all?
Oh, you just were like, I'll just hand him a shitty Michael Bay movie, and I'm in. That's how you get Graham Elwood.
He wants to see
ladies.
Me smash it. Well, sir, that was a very insane and yet wise decision you made.
Yeah, let's go ahead and smash it.
Okay.
Cover your eyes.
Wait till I get my vine ready. Nice. Gotta vine this.
How do you want me to smash it?
I just think you should put it on the ground. You know, open it up.
And fuck it?
Open it up and set it down, you know, like kind of like a book, you know, books. Comedy Film Nerd's Guide. Yeah, you know what I mean? And set it. And then just
go American
it,
History just X
it,
on that shit, Graham.
Fucking yeah, curb stop it. Wait, Graham, wait.
Fucking
don't just, do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Oh yeah.
God damn it, Ed Norton at his most intense.
Graham, don't hurt yourself.
I can't believe the Academy just wasn't scared into giving him Best Actor.
This is gonna be so terrible if Graham gets hurt.
He's not gonna get hurt.
Think about getting hurt. Sam.
Front row,
all right,
be ready.
I would get hurt. That's
front row should be ready.
All right, this is how people break things.
It's true.
Is kicking plastic.
Okay, you ready, Graham?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? Like at a count of three, or just go, or what do you want? Okay. Three, two, one.
Whoa!
Oh, that was pretty.
Look at those shards.
That was pretty satisfying. Could have killed people.
No, I was not hurt, Sam.
Could have shot it into somebody's carotid artery.
Oh, God. Look at that divot you left on the stage. Oh, flappers, I'm so
Thank
sorry.
You. Congratulations.
All right, sit down. Get back to your seat. Come here, Mike.
Hey, Megan, who are you playing for?
Oh, time... Uncle Traveling Matt.
Thank you.
And Sam, who are you playing for?
Dirty Jansen. Which, upon further inspection, is his first name, not his last. Jansen.
Yeah. Fart.
And he made a wonderful poster.
I like this vine because it starts with Graham smashing the thing, and then it's got Megan, and so it's got action and sex appeal, and then it's got mystery because Sam is holding up the thing and kind of blocking his face with it. And, yeah, so it's a really... It's going to be an elegant vine.
Action, sex, and mystery.
I'm really proud of this one. I think it'll get 98 views. Or likes. What is it you get on there? Do you get likes? You get revines. All right. Jesus Christ.
I've done a lot of shows with you, dude. You're pretty fucking baked for this one.
It's not just that I'm baked. I'm really happy right now because... I'm serious. Oh, this is going great.
I'm glad you're happy. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm like fucking Pharrell Williams happy right now. I was fucking dancing and singing about it on
that
Magnolia.
Seems dangerous.
On Magnolia.
It seems really All right. dangerous.
Which part was dangerous?
Here
we go. To determine who goes first, just a random thing that we're going to do that I think will be fun, we're going to play a round of how much did this shit make, and as sort of, call it whatever you want, retribution, or just proof that the game is not as good a movie as Sam Levine thinks it is.
I like that you're equating box office with quality.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes.
That's true. How much did Pearl Harbor make?
Well, Anyone? What movie did you want to win Best Picture? Oh, the one that made about $600 million worldwide? Yeah, okay. So...
I didn't say then never the twain shall meet.
Right, and neither did I. All but right. You started it up.
Okay? Oh, yeah. fight it out.
You started that by equating the quality of the movie with its box office take.
This is the worst
conversation.
Right,
but you're like Captain. You're Captain Underline about shit nobody cares about.
That's fine.
I think you're almost like making my point.
I don't think so.
I'm saying how much did that shit make? Like, right. I think it's shit. Let's find out how much it made.
Okay.
What?
Jesus.
If you were the lady from my dentist, and you walked in late and then yelled out, why?
No, she yelled out, open wide. That's dental humor, you guys. A lot of times when you go get your teeth fixed. Thank you so much. Oh, my butthole!
Graham sat on the... I held the... the half a DVD. It's very sharp. That could be... That'd be a fun murder weapon in a pot boiler.
Was it the Dirty Road comedian with the broken DVD in the comedy club in Burbank?
Sam Levine, without going over, how much... did the game make at the domestic box office during its theatrical run? And if they re-released it, I don't know if they ever did. Probably didn't because
$28 million
because it was stupid.
Okay. This is the Michael Douglas.
He says $28 million.
Sean Penn vehicle.
Yeah. What do you think, Graham?
I'm going to go with
Please breathe into your microphone a little less, Sam.
Wait a minute.
I will go with
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna go with $21 million.
Okay.
Oh.
Megan, Sam says 28, Graham says 21. You can do the Price is Right one. Right. A bid if you want. If you want to get a wide section, you can go in between them. You can go higher.
The game. Oh, Michael Douglas is a very popular actor, but that movie was not very good.
Bam! Oh, my point I'm trying to make.
Oh, you found someone to agree with you.
I'm going to go
with... Graham
with
says he loved it.
$20 million.
So you guys, you're more alike than you think.
So you're going $20 million.
$20 million.
Oh, all right.
Is that dumb?
Very, it's very stupid.
That was dumb.
Because you only get that 1 million. It's got to come right in there.
Yeah, no, that's real dumb.
It's not strategic at all.
No, there was no strategy.
It's more like a person that was just like, I'll say a number that hasn't been said yet.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. And I'm not
even
high. That
I can think of.
No, I'm sober. It was just stupidity.
Bless you. Bless you for being dumber than me right now. But do you want to stick with that, or do you want to pick something else?
Oh, I have to have integrity. I'm going to stick
with
it.
I like your integrity. I like it.
Nice. I like
well it. Done. I wish it would be such a funny punchline to go, it made 20.3 million. But instead, Sam is our winner because it made 48.3 million.
Wow.
Yeah, which for at that time was a pretty good haul for the shittiest movie. That David Fincher, I think David Fincher's made some of the best movies. So don't get me wrong.
You think The Game is worse than Alien 3?
It's up there.
All right.
Yeah, but he found his way in the last several movies.
Sure, I love Fincher.
Tremendous.
I think Zodiac is
Social Network.
One of my
there's no
movies.
Way to make a more interesting movie about that fucking story than Social Network. What's, Graham is flashing, putting lights in the eyes of the audience with the bottom of his laser dick.
My laser dick is so shiny.
Here, can I see that for a second?
No.
Please.
No, I need this.
Oh my God, it's the new whistling.
It is.
It's like he found a way to be quiet and annoying.
Silent whistle.
He's annoying while he's being quiet. God,
it's so brilliant.
Oh Lord.
The silent killer.
Okay, shut up then. All right.
That's so. How I go up to someone, I capture them, and I go, you choose. Reflecting off my laser dick or whistling? What would you choose, Doug?
Oh, let's play that game on Comedy Bang Bang and play the Leonard Maltin game here. What do I do with my phone? Oh, it's under my balls. I put it there because every once in a while I think, I might not get testicular cancer. How can I up my chances? Zoinks. Just sit on it for a while. I treat it like a sauna. I do it for 45 minutes every day after my workout.
Is that what your doctor would say when he finds a, like, a lump on your balls? Zoinks! Somebody's got nut cancer.
He better call it nut cancer. Yeah. That'd be the best doctor ever. Just put a gentle, cute spin on ball cancer.
Somebody's got a bad ball. Zoinko! It's the Hanna-Barbera doctor.
Hey! Dynamite, you got bad balls.
All right,
that was more of a Fat Albert doctor.
We've got a lot of
we got a lot of ground to
cover,
Doug.
Got a long way to go.
Here we go. Give me some categories.
Graham, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Oh, we're gonna do what they say can't be done.
So it starts with me and then goes to
whom? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Come on, let's say Echo Bandit Run. All right.
Oh my God, is freaking Pete and TJ here? Doug, we're starting with me and going to whom?
Let's go to Megan.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all business.
Well, no, somebody has to be.
Right? Yeah, I'm such a... I just let everybody do whatever they want. At Clint O'Hare, Sam.
All right.
Suggests Forest Fires. And that's movies where Tom Hanks shoots someone.
Okay.
At Scott Darcher wants us to do Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's Disney sports movies.
Okay.
So sports movies made by the Disney Empire. And at Pekowitz suggested Scott Baio Wolf. And that's the films of Scott Baio or werewolves. So films, can't really say films of werewolves. Films with Scott Baio or werewolves. And I don't believe there's a case of both.
All right.
If I'm wrong... just fire a note to the corrections department.
I will do the Tom Hanks category.
Okay. This film.
Thank you. So who are we going to after me, Doug?
Oh, wow.
Megan?
He needs to know exactly what's up. How about I decide later?
Yeah.
2.5 stars from Leonard.
Year?
1987.
All right.
He says that this movie... He says, oh, okay, this is interesting. He says that this movie at one point goes flat, right? But then he says, the punchline is a howl. A howl. Leonard Maltin, you know him, Sam.
I
Graham,
do.
Graham, you've met the man.
Yeah.
Sitting in his seat. Oh!
Tom Hanks with a gun!
And he lists 8 names. After the howling, he wrote down 8 names. How many names?
-3.
The bloodbath begins! What would you have bid if Sam, if Graham was going next?
I don't know.
Okay. You do know. You chess player, you.
So.
Hey, Gabe.
So what?
He went -3. You got to know what it is. Do you know what it is already? You could be honest with us.
I have 2 ideas.
Oh, ideas are good.
Yeah.
But within those ideas, do you think with either or both of them, you can name 4 of the top billed actors
The
correct order?
No, not 4.
Then you're going to have to say, Sam, name that movie. Hope he's wrong. He'll be right.
Yeah.
Then he'll explain how it was hard it was.
I won't do anything.
Okay, yeah.
I could easily be wrong, Doug.
Sam's got to name that movie.
Here we go.
Is it Dragnet starring Dan Aykroyd, Tom Hanks, and Christopher Plummer?
Yes!
Wow. Wow.
That's what the people pay to see.
I never even heard of that movie.
Sam, I dare say that you're a freak and a geek.
Yeah.
Because... I think you could play on either team. You're really a special person.
Thanks, buddy.
It's not the man with one red shoe.
It wasn't Volunteers.
Did he shoot somebody in either of those? I don't think so. He's pretty nonviolent, that dude. Yeah.
What was the joke at the end that made him howl? Like, Dragnet,
I don't know
the big
what
payoff?
The fuck could have happened at the end of Dragnet.
where they do the rap over the credits? Like, what the fuck?
I've been looking for this pen for a while. It was in that other hand. Got to mark down that Graham got a point.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Look at that face. Look at that face.
I know what you want, Doug. I'm not going to give it to you.
All right, well, you will anyway.
Let's not stand on the ceremony.
As soon as I don't want it, he'll give it to me in spades.
Ace of spades.
Oh.
I do feel like I am on drugs, though.
That's good. That's a good place to be right now. I know. You just gotta like let these titles just come into your head, even ones you've never heard of. Just go with the flow.
Thanks.
Yeah, Graham gets to pick. Then we go to Megan. Graham, would you like at @filthy_fetus suggested?
That's my OK Cupid name.
Points.
That's so great.
There Will Be Bloods, which is movies that have gangs in them. Another option for you is Wins in Scrabble, and that's movies that begin with J, Q, X, or Z. Yeah, and Slay Anything, movies where John Cusack kills someone. Which one of those do you like, Megan?
I thought it was me, no?
I just want to know which one she likes, and then you're going to pick one. No, go ahead, Graham. Which one?
I'll do the gangs one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the one I liked.
Oh, perfect. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1988. Yeah. He says that the two lead performers are well matched. He also says that it's realistic if unexceptional. And he says other things I don't understand. And he names 10 people, 10 performers associated with this movie that has gangs in it.
I'll go -2.
Wow. That's... can't believe that happened. You know, Alex Trebek just needs to slow down every once in a while. I think that'd be just as fun as, you know, like, give us all a chance to think. What do you think, Megan?
He's got to name it.
Okay.
Is it Colors with Robert Duvall and Sean Penn? Oh, wrong order? Is that what I did? I did wrong order. It's Sean Penn, Robert Duvall.
It's Sean Penn, then Robert Duvall.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
What were you thinking, Sam? Were you thinking it could go either way?
I would not have been able to pick the order.
I never heard of that movie either, by the way. I was like, New Jack City?
Directed by Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Well, get ready to poker face it up, Megan, because there's probably a lot of movies in here you haven't heard of. These are extra tough ones for the...
That's why I'm so good at this game.
For the tenermanent. Where do we start? Sammy. Sammo!
Yeah, buddy.
And then we'll go to Megan.
I'm in a tough spot.
Yeah, it keeps ping-ponging on you.
Remember when Doug made you change seats?
Yeah.
She doesn't get to pick this one, though?
No.
So she doesn't get to pick this one, though? So don't get to pick no time? So don't get to pick no category?
Right?
Sam, would you like...
Yes.
Comedians... Wow, I don't know what people would make of a guy who's high and a guy who's not high acting that way.
Comedians. So she gets a point. You mark that down?
Nice.
I like to show my work. Comedians of Comedy Bang Bang, Sam. That's movies where Brian Posehn or Zach Galifianakis or Patton Oswalt dies.
Okay.
I don't think Maria Bamford's died in a movie. Hmm. Teen Wolf of Wall Street. That's movies where Michael J. Fox plays a financier.
financier.
A financier.
I see.
Not a fiancé, but a financier. And at Not Tiernan said Anchorman 2, and that, of course, is sequels that take place on a boat. on a water vessel.
I thought we did that, and it was Speed 2. Is there another one in that? I'll take that one if there's another one.
You know what? I think there's more than one movie that has sequels a boat in it.
Sequels on a boat.
He likes sequels on a boat, everybody. I pity your choice.
Oh.
But I think I know what's going to happen. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1979.
Oh.
Leonard says about this movie that it is needless. And it's a career killer.
Remember that Ice Cube song? Career killer.
Yeah, needless career killer. And Leonard lists what looks to be 11 names. How many names can you get it in, Sam?
I'm gonna say -3, Doug.
Boy, this guy with the...
It's like he knows what the movie is.
It's like he does. He's...
Do you know that was going to happen, Doug?
He's that much further ahead of everybody.
So he has to just name it? He doesn't have to name the three in the row? I call him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He has to get them in the right order.
Remember the point you just got?
And he has to say the name of the movie, the correct full title of the movie. That's not a clue.
It's a boat sequel from 1979.
Yes, it is. I've seen this movie, and it is terrible.
Name it, then.
It's Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, starring Michael Caine, Sally Field, and Telly Savalas.
God damn it!
Wow!
Telly Savalas.
I bashed my own face with the microphone out of anger.
Yeah.
I wish my dentist were here. All right. We might have to, this episode might have to fold over into another episode. That would be interesting. What would we do? I guess whoever's in the lead when we run out of time, we'll give the prize bag to the person that that's playing for that person.
You watch a lot of movies?
No. I just have Netflix.
And, I mean, you've told this before. It's not a secret. You grew up on the Leonard Maltin
movie guide,
books,
yes.
The guides, and you...
I've memorized the entire book from beginning to end.
You actually recognize reviews. And that's probably... No one else has that skill.
Right? I don't know that I recognize reviews, but I have learned that there are certain words that you use out of context. And then I try to figure out what the actual context of those words was.
Every answer you give just makes everything worse.
You know,
what the? Why? Why do you try to turn the world against me, Doug? Why?
It couldn't possibly be anything you've done.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
You know, Doug, you should do a podcast trivia game about it's based on our bodies ourselves, and then I'd really tear it up.
All right, that's good.
The book I said.
That's a good suggestion.
Great. That sounds exciting.
Good work, the fixer. Who do we determine that it gets to pick next? Sam got it. Who challenged it?
It'd be Graham going to Megan.
Graham gets to go, and then we go to Megan. All right, you guys, come on. @cock_bobber. I'm trying to be serious. That's the name.
That's my other...
That's not a joke. That's the name of someone on Twitter.
I thought that was your Christian Mingle one.
_bobber.
I'm going to steal these.
That's good. As long as it doesn't go in my vagina, it's okay, Christian Mingle. Oh, that's not a profile tap?
You're mistaking that. I think you're thinking of Christian Mangle.
Oh.
Marijuana. That's movies where Meryl Streep smokes weed. Yeah. Turn over a new leaf. That's movies when Joaquin Phoenix was credited as Leaf Phoenix. And at Blueberry Johnson suggests, who's one of my favorite pimps on Twitter, that's why I follow him. You're in this. Oh, I can't even do that one. Apologies. At Mike underscore Spatafora suggests 2001 A Spacey Odyssey. And that's Kevin Spacey movies from 2001. Graham?
What was the first category?
That one back about 15 minutes ago was marijuana.
Meryl Streep. Okay, let's go Kevin Spacey, 2001.
Okay, Kevin Spacey had some movies come out in 2001.
Oh, really?
It's one of the narrower categories. two stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2001.
You already know it, Sam?
Not yet.
He calls it Fuzzy. Did that help?
No,
it's not on me, so.
I know, but did Fuzzy help you?
No.
What if I said he also used the word Wuzzy?
Now I got it.
It's like his review of The Bear. He wasn't fuzzy, was he? And
jackass.
Which, he says this movie fails despite the best efforts of its cast. So the cast gave it a go, and it was Fuzzy from 2001. And Mr. Maltin lists 10 names.
What do you think? How many?
I'll go 7 names.
7 names, says Mr. Elwood. Miss Neuringer.
Name it.
7? Wait, you want to give him 7 out of 10? He's not going negative. He's going to get 7 names out of the. So you can.
Bid
lower.
You could say 6.
6, or you could say name it. But naming it, you're giving me a distinct advantage.
Oh, that's true.
That's why Sam.
7 out of 10 names you'd be giving him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So I can only give him 6?
No.
Hang on a second.
Do you not know how to play?
You guys talk about that. I just want to say something to the listeners.
Doug
loves movies where even the champions don't understand.
So I realize we've only
That's
been doing negative names
for
so
me
far.
To get people that.
He's gonna get to hear names from the bottom. I know. Yeah,
he's
I get
gonna
it,
get
man.
7 out of 10. You can bid anything lower than 7.
Right. -3.
No.
Megan, no. Megan, you don't want it.
Megan, no.
Megan, you really think you know what a -3?
Put the gun down, Megan.
Just say 6.
It's
what you think you can name.
Down, Megan.
Just say 6.
6.
Okay, -3.
Oh, 6.
Megan, no!
I'm keeping the game spicy.
So then it goes back to me, is that correct?
That's correct, Doctor.
You cocksucker.
Don't make me add another nickname because it's too hard to say all of it as it is.
Oh. You just realize what my potential strategy could be, or you realize you don't know the 3 names?
I'm not going to answer that.
I think he just realized
just
I might
did.
Start calling him AKA the cocksucker.
Because I could
Little
just say
cocksucker.
I could just say -4
Good one,
and
George.
Give him the point.
You could say -4 and give Megan the point. That's true. But where's the honor in that, sir?
That's very honorable.
The honor.
You want to be John Hamm?
Where's the honor in studying a goddamn book?
You book learning studier.
I remember how this game works now.
She's in it to win it, you guys.
Slow hustle.
That's some really mental. Yeah, you're really throwing a game on everybody.
Don't look at the. Thing in Doug's hand there, Graham.
He's not looking at it.
Yeah.
Graham's not a peeker.
Yeah.
He's accusing me of cheating.
But he is a bloody reaper.
No.
How many points does everyone have?
I don't know.
I have 2. Megan
everybody's
has 1.
Everybody's got 1. Wait, what?
That's
I
incorrect.
Have 2 points.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't
Sorry.
Have 1.
I tried to give Graham 1.
I know.
He deserves to have 1.
Now he's got a big zero with a line through it like a one.
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you want me to go -4, Graham? Would that make this easier for you? Because I... Yeah.
Because what?
Nothing.
Because he will if you want him to.
Well, if you're going to be a cock about it, I'm going to go -4 then. There you go, Megan. Here's a point.
Ah! Really? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, Doug, calm down. Calm down.
Now I'm about to tie you.
Do you guys really want to see the game played that way?
That was pretty sweet.
Right.
That was pretty sweet.
That's fine.
That was sweet. You'd play a make a move like that.
All right.
Name it.
You're not above that move.
No, clearly not.
Name it. Oh shit. I don't know if I know this.
Okay. All right. Names are.
No. Is the movie K-Pax?
What happened? What's Sam doing?
Leave, dude.
Gonna leave? Why don't leave?
That's the filthiest non-point that's ever happened in this
that's
game.
That's how I win. My strategy is to let you duke it out.
Somebody here or out on the internet knows of a time when you pulled a sneaky move on another player
not
and
like
convinced something to happen so that it would go your way. You have to have done something like that.
Yeah, but not like that.
I don't understand the difference other than your Kevin Pollak impression.
That was dirty.
Your sneaky moves aren't dirty and his dirty moves are sneaky?
Yeah, because he did not know it and he deliberately threw it to give Megan a point so that I could not even try to get one.
Yeah,
that's called blocking you the fuck out.
That's in the rules of the game.
But you understand.
You're like a guy, so when you watch football, you're like, that's bullshit. They keep tackling the guy instead of letting him run into the end zone.
But you understand, though.
He's clearly the fastest guy in the field.
But you understand.
That's this, bullshit.
You're still going to have 0 points, and now Megan's going to be closer to the win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, no, but I just want to be clear, again, because I'm the fucking asshole. I want to be clear. It's not that you aren't going to win. It's that I can't win.
It's just that it's also that third place.
So you are playing with the John Hamm strategy.
But sometimes
I don't know what that is.
Sam, third place is the most satisfying.
Clearly.
This is exactly, by the way, the only reason I keep getting winning.
Yeah, it's because you're great. You are the fixer. You come in.
I'm stealth.
But you mostly fix it for yourself, but that's cool. It works out great. Yeah.
Yeah, name it.
It's K-Pax. It's Jeff Bridges, Kevin Spacey, Leif Garrett, and Ricardo Montalban.
Pretty valiant effort, because he got 3 out of 4. No, the first two you got right in the wrong order, right, Sam?
But it was K-Pax.
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah, sure. Is Kevin Spacey then?
Kevin Spacey, Jeff Bridges, Mary McCormick, Alfred Woodard.
Oh, shit. What's number 5?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Three names? Does that help? Three names?
Did somebody say Haley Joel Osment in the crowd? I don't think he's in that movie.
No.
No, I don't know.
Okay. But it was K-Pax.
Correct.
Yeah.
I never heard of that movie.
Yeah.
So Shazam, bitch.
Well, then why didn't you start with -2?
Graham still did it.
Huh?
Why didn't you start with -2? Why'd you go
it came
seven?
To me, fucko. You're the one that said -3.
Right?
Got to look at the scoring evidence, and what Graham did was successful, so you really can't question it. But I've seen you do that. Like in poker, when you lose a hand, you question what somebody else at the table did that caused you to lose the hand.
I don't...
It's an interesting perspective that you have.
I'm going to vehemently disagree with you.
Oh, if you don't think you've ever done that, you're flat out insane.
I would think this is a game full of integrity.
We have different therapists.
It is.
We all have different therapists.
That strategy is...
We got to get through this shit, you guys.
All right, let's do it.
We got 22 minutes.
So Sam and I are tied.
Biggest problem always says let's do it.
Yes, you guys are each tied with 2 points.
That means I'm as good at this game as you.
100%. I can't argue with that.
I know as much about movies as you.
We start with Sam, and then we go to Megan. Sam, pick a category between. At Koji Werner suggested Barton Stink. That's John Turturro movies that got less than 2 stars from Mr. Malton. At Syntrix Phone suggested The Nut Job, which is movies that have a woman dressed as a man. And at David K. Ashton suggested Full Metal Jacket, and that's a movie where a robot has sex.
Let's do the Totoro.
Which one of them's?
Totoro.
Totoro.
So it's Totoro is what?
Less than 2 stars for this movie for Totoro that he was in. Would you like one, Sam, from 1985 or 2001?
2001.
K-Pax.
Oh, boy. I wish I could think of the other Kevin Spacey movie from that year, but I can't. 1.5 stars. 2001. Simply awful, Leonard says. So that's an interesting contradiction. Because you think it'd be less than 1.5. You know, that's between poor and fair.
It's also between 1 and 2.
Yeah. Simply awful. He also says that Thomas Hayden Church appears uncredited. And he lists 10 performers as having something to do with this motion picture. Sam!
-2.
Yeah, the audience over there, Jesus Christ. Came to Burbank for this shit.
Simply Awful. 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny T.
Johnny T, ladies and gentlemen, stars in the Simply Awful classic.
You gotta name it.
All right, go, Sam, go.
Was there bemoaning from the crowd? You guys are like assuming I'm already correct. Is it Monkey Bone starring Brendan Fraser and Bridget Fonda?
Yes.
Monkey Bone.
Once he's, I had no idea until he said Thomas Hayden Church.
Have you ever watched UFC fights, Sam?
Yes, Doug.
It's really fun how, like, what happens is the crowd just sort of boos when they don't like what's going on, but
yes,
then
Doug.
They go apeshit for whoever is winning.
Yeah.
That's the turn.
It's a little advice for you, buddy. Keep making them boo and keep winning for all that applause, and it's fucking gold.
All right.
I mean, you knew that
You're
movie.
Doing it right.
Yes.
And there's, you'll see guys
I
who are like...
I have seen Monkey Bone.
You'll see fighters that aren't good ground fighters, so they keep the fight up and punch because they don't want to go to the ground.
Oh.
They know they potentially could lose.
Oh.
Interesting. I don't understand that metaphor.
Yeah.
You're saying you take it to the ground?
No, I'm saying you play to your strength, and mine is to block people and say name it.
Oh, that's a good point. It is sort of his style, Sam.
That's cool.
What we're saying is that was a gorgeous win.
Oh, thank you.
You've earned our respect. Nobody's making fun of you right now.
No. No, there's no. This is not patronizing in the least.
No. I've.
No,
I've,
no. If you were a store, we would not be going into it.
Thank you. That's correct.
We're not patronizing you. At Sleepy Geppetto.
Starts with Graham Goes to Megan.
Suggested non-stop, and that's films set in India. Non-stop. Squid Eye suggested How Doug, and that is movies with jump in the title. And at Gilson 2 suggested Every Time I'm Out, They Pull Me Back, Indiana Jones. And that's sequels that came out 10 years or more after the original movie. Yeah, that is a nice one.
I will go with the sequels one.
Okay. This movie that was a sequel that came out 10 or more years after the original got 2.5 stars from Leonard and came out in 1998.
The second one came out in 98.
Yeah. This one came out in 98. Do you know what I mean?
And it's the sequel.
It's a sequel from a movie from 10 years prior. So I'm not pulling any fast ones, but it could be like a James Bond movie or a Harry Potter. Maybe Harry Potter was
yeah,
10
Harry
years.
Potter came out in the 80s
maybe.
And 90s.
Sure, sure. It's just more than 10 years difference between the first one and the one in question. And the clues are hard to find.
The movie was hard to find.
It's just like this list of what he calls an incredible lineup. There's just like this list of people. And then he also says, there's a phone number. There's a phone number in this review that Leonard is claiming is the title of a song. Yeah, that's the most confusing clue I've ever given.
I know the song.
Enjoy it. 10 names. How many names can you get it in?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my goodness.
Some of the audience has had a baby. -3, says the guy in the audience that went, oh!
The sequel.
Mr. Belvedere says -3.
Tea on the china. Oh, Wesley.
It's Bane as Mr. Belvedere. Okay.
I got it, stall tactic.
Take control, Wesley.
Mission Impossible 4, stall tactic.
God damn it.
You stall so long, I don't even know what's happening.
All right, 7 names.
You said 7 names, Megan.
6.
I thought you knew this.
Now you're in a position to win how you hate to win.
2 names.
So it's to be now.
Interesting, yes. Back to you.
So regular
unless
two
you'd like
names.
To be disqualified. If you'd like to skip to Megan and be disqualified, that's an option.
You know what, Sam?
Yeah,
Graham. I think you need to name this.
I agree.
All right. I have faith in you, Sam.
Oh, okay. I don't.
I do. Here's why. Your two names are Erica Badu and Daryl Hammond.
Erica Badu and Daryl Hammond in a movie from 1998?
Yes, you have 18 seconds.
Daryl Hammond.
12 seconds. 5 seconds.
Okay, that's not nice.
It's like a, you know, it's like a timer in a movie, like a bomb that's going to go off, and every time they go back to it, it's not even close to how
Graham
much time is
going. Trying to blind me with the broken DVD. The home audience.
That'd be weird to win this game by distracting somebody with a shiny thing. It's very strange. Oh, you use it on yourself. You hypnotize yourself into being smart.
I'm like the Kaiser Soze of disc blinding.
What do you think, Sam?
Blues Brothers 2000?
That's correct.
Oh, nice. What the fuck did Erica Badu do in that movie?
He had a bunch of, that's what he went apeshit about with all the crazy people. And there was a song in it called 6345789.
Yeah, I
don't know.
We both thought it was 8675309.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he just get the number wrong? Oh, Leonard. All right. So Sam has 4 points. He's 1 away from the win. Megan has 2, and Graham has 0 points. So it seems like Graham might just be in a spoiler position, especially if we're going to get this done tonight. Can we? Let me ask Flappers real quick. Can we get a little extra time? Can we go to 9:32? Thank you, Flappers.
This crowd gets very serious at times and didn't realize that request was probably a joke. They were like, oh, an extra 2 minutes. That seems
they might have thought the show was supposed to end at 9:25 or something. I just pulled out 7 minutes. That'd be applaudable. But 2 minutes, I was trying to make a joke.
Is the free parking lot going to allow us to stay an extra 2 minutes?
The good news is that for the first time tonight, Megan gets to pick the category and then it goes to Graham.
That is good news.
Can we go to 9:33, Flappers?
Yeah.
Thanks, Flappers. All right, Megan.
Why would he ask for just an extra minute? I don't get it.
Would you like...
This doesn't make
at
sense.
At a drinking buddy suggested the YOLO virus, which is a movie where an actor who played James Bond dies.
Wow, that's really intricate.
Yeah, you
I
only
like
win. You only live twice. Virus. Yeah, it's very intricate. Too intricate, maybe. YOLO virus was enough, but I think I said that somewhere. That's why where he got that from. I think
someone needs to say it again.
At John Knee Utah, and it's spelled John and then the word knee and then Utah.
Young dumb,
suggested Robo Cop Out, and that's a PG-13 remake of an R-rated film. Yeah, that's a fucking sweet category. And then Andrew with a Y, suggested My Wife! And that's movies where Isla Fisher is not married. So it's most movies when you think about it. No, she has to be in it, but not married. I would have made the category about her being married, but, you know, I can't think of a fucking movie she was married in.
I'll do the Isla Fisher because they're more recent.
Theoretically.
So what's this category?
She started when she was a baby from 1972.
Oh, there's no way she's 40, Doug. 42
from 1982.
Even.
All right. No, this year is, you're right, it's pretty close, 2009. And 2 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that has Isla Fisher in it that this movie is frantic. And he says it has a fleeting appearance by a very respected actress that implies that there was yet another subplot trimmed from the film. So Leonard is clearly unhappy with the number of subplots to begin with, and then even noticed one that he got angry about that wasn't there. And I agree with him. I don't remember any of this. I did see this, though. And anyway, 5, 7, 10, 13, count it with me, 17 names he lists for this movie.
That's a lot of
A lot
people.
Of names.
And but, they were all know, in it?
I've seen him.
They just bought tickets.
That's not including, like, gaffers and... Pep Boys.
These people were all in it, but it generally means that when you get 17 names, that you're going to hear some names with pretty small roles.
Got it.
It's going to dwindle down. I like to teach the strategy to folks during the championships.
I don't know. I feel kind of dumb, but I think I could do it in 3 names.
All right, kiddo, name it.
I have to say the names?
No. I love that. You figure out a way to make this complicated game like crazy more complicated. Yes, now you name 3 names that you think are at the bottom of the names of the list
of
17
names.
No, I say
I named them.
I'm going to tell you the 3 bottom names.
Oh, perfect.
And then...
Did you win a radio contest to get on this? How did this happen? I at least knew what Colors and K-Pax was, for the record.
You know. That's true. I will give you that, Graham.
She did go negative names, Graham, in a previous game, and then also won the whole thing.
I'm just being my authentic self.
She qualified for realsies.
My authentic self.
All right, we got to do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
2 stars from Leonard. I'm giving you the clues again if you haven't realized. 2009. Something else. And a third thing. No, it's frantic. And there's a fleeting appearance by a classical actress that makes you think, what the fuck?
Yep.
The fuck is missing from this piece of shit?
Give me those names.
Christine Ebersole.
Christine
John Sally.
Ebersole.
John Sally. And Wendy Malick. Are the 3 lowest billed out of 17 names. It's a lot of names.
All talented actors, by the way.
And Isla
John
Fisher.
Sally is an amazing
and
actor.
Isla so talented.
Detroit Piston John Sally is unbelievable. He's the Dennis Rodman of film actors.
I'll have you know, I have done sitcoms with both Christine Ebersole and Wendy Malick, and they are delightful.
There's no way that's true.
All right, fellas.
100% true, Graham.
Fellas, we got to pull the Riff train into the station.
I was buying making
and
more
leave
time.
It there. No one on and no one off. Because we got to play probably 2 or 3 more points in 7 minutes. Wait, hang on just a second, though. Hey, Flappers, can we go to 9:34? Thanks, Flappers. All right.
So you do
any idea of a movie with Isla Fisher in it? Just name a movie with Isla Fisher in it.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, that is a movie with Isla Fisher in it. This one is called Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the other one I saw.
You know, throw a girl movie into the mix and you
saw that movie.
Bell. Yeah, see what I'm saying? But it was a valiant effort, and now Graham's on the board.
Ba-boom!
Yeah. Not shut out, but also probably still going to lose. If I had to make any predictions. We start with you, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Who do you think we should go to from you?
We should probably go to Graham.
Oh, you cheater.
No,
that's correct.
Okay.
I assume, because you said so.
That's the one thing all the times I play is I still don't understand the order of who gets what where. I still don't get it. Unless
you're not paying attention. It's very simple.
That's true.
The person who didn't get involved in the last skirmish.
They pick, and then
it goes at the person that that challenged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the person who prevailed is always put back in a
I'm still having fun.
So am I.
Oh, that's great. I'm having a blast.
That loss doesn't bother me just now.
No, it was good. It was nice. It was good strategy.
But what year was Wedding Crashers?
2005.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got my dates mixed up.
Wouldn't it be funny if like we were just playing a hoax on the listeners and Sam was always just looking right at the Leonard Maltin app while we were playing and just pretending to... Donald Logue.
Donnie.
Donald Logue celebrating a birthday. Today.
Big shout out D-Logue.
So the films of D-Logue.
Okay.
Your favorite category, in theaters now. In theaters now. Because there's still some movies on Leonard's Dead app that are in theaters now.
Good.
And Hasty Infection suggested Getting Doug, and that's movies that have the word high in the title.
Oh, let's go with that.
You like that word high in the title? Would you like a movie with the word high in the title from 73 or 86?
Son of a bitch.
'73.
Yeah.
'86. Don't make me change my mind.
All right, let's go. '86.
All right. For the win. Yeah. 1.5 stars from Leonard.
Okay.
From this movie from 1986 that has the word high in the title.
Mm-hmm.
He says about this movie that one of the actors in it shows some style. But he also says that this movie is relentlessly showy. It's kind of that's pretty much how I would describe Graham Elwood. He shows some style.
He's relentlessly showy.
Oh,
enough with the showy.
Six names are listed by Mr. Maltin.
I'll take six.
Strong opening bid. Where do we go?
To me.
That's what I thought. Sam said six.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn to say a number. Or name it, Sam. Dude, we could bring this thing in on time if something happens quickly.
Don't feel that pressure. You play your strategy.
Thank Come you. On.
Oh, my God, Megan.
Come
Thank
on.
You got the place till 9:35.
Let Sam win. Let Sam win.
Yeah, their crowd will not be joining you on that chance.
They won't. But
I learned that pretty quickly tonight.
But also, I can't imagine a more unhappy are you if you won because everybody let you win. You want to really win.
So, I would. So okay.
Here
so
we go.
Okay.
We
I
go.
Will go. I will go with four names.
Name it.
All right.
Son of a bitch. I'm not even giving you the clues again.
I think I deserve the clues again.
Okay. 1.5 stars. Whatever year I said it was before.
86.
86.
It has the word high in it.
In the title, yes. And relentlessly showy. Also, one of the actors shows some style. And six names.
You're gonna give him four of those,
yeah,
now, Doug.
I get four of those names. So you read me four.
Alan North. I haven't smoked since I came out here. How could I? Oh, it was an edible. Beatty Edney. Beatty Edney? There's a person named Beatty Edney. Sean Connery. Clancy Brown.
Oh, this is
Your time is up.
Fuck. Which one is it? Is it I'm just gonna go the original. I'm just gonna go Highlander.
Graham has 2 points.
Oh!
Flappers, can we go to 9:35? Thanks, Flappers.
So the two leads are then Chris Lambert and...
I don't care. Let's keep going.
All right. Who's the second lead? It was Sean Connery.
I thought it was Connery.
We've got a long way to go. If you guys are really going to catch up to Sam and beat him, it's a long, hard climb.
It's 4-2-2, I believe.
Yeah, who challenged who there?
Megan challenged Graham, so it starts with me and goes to Megan.
Just where I want to be.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you have no idea and you were just trying to send it down the line, or did you really go, you knew? You just went six to try to send it around? Was that a strategy thing?
I don't know what you're talking about, Graham. Can I have some categories, please, Doug?
I think the smartest bit, if you're not sure what the movie is, or even if you are sometimes but just want to be careful, is to just pick all the names when you get to go first. Breakfast at Tiffany, a movie where a diamond is swallowed. Walter Mitty, a movie where Walter Matthau wears mittens. The Notorious B.I.G., movies with Big in the title. Which one would you like, Sam, for the win?
The movies where someone swallows a diamond.
Okay. Would you like a movie where someone swallows a diamond from 1976 or 2000?
1976.
Oh, he goes extra deep.
He's got movie knowledge.
2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie glossy. And he says that two of the performers in it are superb, but the film doesn't do them justice. And he names... eight names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
-3.
Oh. What a showy finish. We can get it done in 3 minutes. I feel it.
So who does it go to then? Megan?
Megan. We know what Megan has to do.
What if I know it?
Then say -4.
But I don't. Okay, name it.
Yeah, see, like there he could have tried to convince her to just throw it his way and that one of them would get the point, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, not that time.
Okay, wow. Buttercup.
Don't try to point it out.
Don't forget, you guys, hashtag it Team Sam or Team Graham and let me know what you think.
I'm starting to get hung up. All right, the movie is Marathon Man. Dustin Hoffman, Laurence Olivier, Roy Scheider.
Sam Levine, you did it. You are the Tournament of Championships winner. You're going on to the Super Tournament of Championships,
and
round two.
I want to apologize in advance to everyone who has to hear me in that and hates me as much as they do.
I think you're
going to
get along great with Ken Jennings and Matt Myra, and it's going to be a super fun time.
That is going to be fun.
Yes, it is. This was fun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I had fun. I got to break a Pearl thing, the Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, we need a shithead from Pearl Harbor. Do you want to just yell it out for? Because we've only got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, what so, is
hang
it?
On, just hang on just a second.
Hold on.
Can we go to 936 Flappers? Thanks, Flappers! What's your shithead? Who do you want me to call a shithead, Pearl Harbor? Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf, good
That's
one.
You're awesome for that.
Good one. This guy's got it. Really got it in for Michael Bay.
As well you should, sir. As well
And was
you
there
should.
One on the back of your name tag, Megan? Yes, there was. Okay, good. That one could be in secret.
What's a name tag?
For the very end. What are your plugs, Graham? Give me your plugs. Just pass it over here, Megan. You don't have to read it.
I will be headlining the improv at Harvey's Hotel and Casino next week in Lake Tahoe, March 5th through the 9th. And I'll also be headlining the improv in Hollywood, March 22nd. All my tour dates at GrahamElwood.com.
Nice plugging. Megan, what do you got coming up?
I'm doing a show at the Downtown Independent March 4th, Sleepaway Camp. Yeah.
That's a cool
Fans
theater.
Fans in the audience, yeah, that's cool.
That's a cool theater.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That's it.
Oh, it's like, that was like you were invited by somebody's mom.
I was.
It'll be fun. There will be juice and activities.
Do you guys like making macaroni necklaces?
Sam, what do you got?
This Sunday at
Sunday
Pacific. Tune into KevinPollocksChatShow.com, where our guest will be none other than Booger himself, Curtis Armstrong. That is going to be a great episode. And while I still have the floor, I want to apologize. You guys are right. I am fucking insufferable. But here's the thing. There's nothing I can do about it. This is who I am.
That was the best apology I've ever heard, maybe.
It's delightful. You're being authentic.
There is nothing. There's no other way I can be.
I'll give you a heads up.
I've tried.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you. Yeah, just fucking own
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
When people are like, Graham's too loud.
Sorry. I don't know how to be fucking quiet.
Yeah, let's
quiet people
ourselves.
Are assholes.
I'm going to own it.
There's people out there that love both of you guys. I just can't get over the constant hatred I hear about Megan. Where people will not
that does
give
get,
me
they make
a fucking
it personal.
Seconds piece.
They make it personal.
With the Megan is the worst. Megan, she's too. She knows all the rules. We wish she'd pretend to not know some of the rules. Sitting here tonight, going, Megan, you're winning some people over.
Oh, her miming characters. it's windy. It's windy out.
Who?
No, you're not breakdancing in the wind. What is this?
Where's the person Sam was playing
oh,
for?
Oh, that was Jansen. Dirty Jansen.
Very, very heavy prize bag. Come get your prize bag. Congratulations. They could take that back if they want.
Don't have any hands.
Oh, he's taking the long way around. What do you think this is? The Golden Globes?
Are you Jacqueline Bisset?
Congratulations, dude. And I'm going to be at the Slingshot Festival in Athens, Georgia on Saturday, March 22nd. It's a thing called Comedy Night, and Jonah Ray is going to be with me there. Thanks to all of my guests. Thanks for a great tournament.
Thank you. He'll be out in the lobby.
Graham will be out in the lobby with his stuff. Amazing tournament. All the drama, all the comedy, everything you'd want in a podcast. Award-winning, I'm going to guess. And as always, are you ready, Matt, with the music? And apologies to Flappers. We went to 9:37. as always, Shia LaBeouf is a shithead. And Sprocket is a shithead. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you again soon for another episode of Jerry Springer.